السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحمي. Respected ulama, my elders, dear brothers, young friends, mothers, sisters, and all of those who may be listening over the various audio mediums. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, the paragon of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's creation. Allah speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in various ways, in expressions of love, in expressions of respect, and in the reference to the different features of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the different qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem. But perhaps the most complete reference and the most universal reference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in the verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is a universal announcement. It is a declaration of the status and the greatness and the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if anyone wants to understand what was the mission and what was the real purpose of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat and his mission and his prophethood, then it is contained in this ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a rahmat, as a mercy, as a complete form of guidance, mercy, forgiveness, and one who will bring about complete harmony, peace, easiness, comfort to the entire humanity, and not only the humanity. The word that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala uses here is alameen. Alameen is the plural of alam. Alam refers to one world. It refers to one system. And alameen, when we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen in the Quran, we say Allah, all praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen. He is the sustainer, creator, the maker, and the complete overseer of all the universes, of all the worlds, of all the planets, of all the creation, of everything that is and was ever in existence. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's position is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the rahmat. He is that mercy. And he is the one who will bring about that peace, harmony, belief and goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for the entire creation and for the entire universe. The import of this particular, the weight of this ayat and the import of this ayat can be understood in the last two verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that these were the very last two verses that were revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left this world. And those are the verses which we hear very often in Salah, and many of us may know it by heart also. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the dard and the pain and the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if a person wants to see into the chest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what was his concern for humanity and what was his dard and what was his pain, then a person can understand it from these ayat. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Allah says that verily this Rasul, this messenger has come from among you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. One of the most outstanding qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that the pain of everyone else was his pain. It was very difficult for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see humanity in pain. It was very difficult for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see anyone suffering. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ. His heart used to pain, it used to ache, and he had this deep concern and deep worry, and this deep fikr, this inner condition. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. What afflicted people, what hurt people, the pain that people went through, the hardship and difficulty and sacrifices that people underwent in their physical lives, in their domestic lives, in their family lives, in their spiritual lives, across the board, everything that afflicted people from the different domains of life, this was the pain and this was the fikr, it was the worry, it was what was burning in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And not only was this entrenched in the chest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harisun alaykum. He was very, very anxious. He was very, very concerned. He was extremely perturbed and he was anxious to see people being removed from their plight. He was anxious to see easiness and comfort come to people. He was anxious to see the people live a life of success and salvation. He was anxious to see people become peaceful with each other. He was anxious to see people resolve their disputes and their difficulties and their conflicts. He was anxious to see that if there was a problem, a difficulty, a strife, tension, conflict in a community, in a family, in a society, then how could there be a plan, a solution, a formula that could circumvent that and bring about some peaceful solution? Harisun alaykum. He was very, very haris. He was very anxious, very concerned about the welfare of humanity. Ra'ufur Rahim. And in order to alleviate this difficulty that people were in, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely sensitive. He was ra'uf. He was very, very kind-hearted. He was very, very compassionate. And he was extremely generous. Rahim. And he was very, very merciful. He was very, very kind. So my dear friends, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, then let us understand the backdrop of it. That what was the vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of those who were around him, and this was not a concern only for those people who were his companions, or who were his fellow citizens, or who were people who came into interaction with him or came to meet him, but this was a concern for humanity till the day of Qiyamah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Such was the extent of the pain, such was the extent of anxiety and stress that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent for humanity, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلُّ. Those who turn away from you, those who are not interested in you, those who have become completely renegades against you, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Then now you rest your matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. We resign the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illahu, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do I place my trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the beholder of the arshil azim. So my respected friends, what we understand that a person who proclaims membership to the mission and to the movement and to the association of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by default as Muslims, by reason of the kalima la ilaha illallah, we are all attached to this great ummah, to this great nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. A very profound statement from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which a person should try to read every morning. And there is a guarantee for Jannah. that a person who recites the statement every day, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا, inshallah ta'ala, there is a guarantee in the hadith that a person will enter Jannah through the shafa'at and through the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And what does this declaration and proclamation essentially mean? That I am pleased, I am happy that I have chosen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Rabb. My object of worship, my focus of life, my priority is none other than Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. Wabil islami deena. And I have chosen Islam as my deen, my way of life, my creed, my direction, my vision, my ways, my mannerisms. Everything that I proclaim and I profess to uphold in my life and maintain in my life, this is the way of Islam. وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. And I'm an ardent follower and believer in Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and as a prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now my dear friends, declarations are easy to make. Slogans are easy to put up. And today it has become even easier with technology, that every person can become a slogan holder, every person can become a conveyor, a propagator, a promoter, because it has become so easy through technology. But just words alone do not suffice. We know the English proverb, actions speak louder than words. That if a person restricts himself and limits himself just to words, then this is not going to suffice for a person's proclamation. But the proclamation of a person has to be defined, and it has to be driven, and it has to be completed with the action and implementation of a person. And that is where we find that our allegiance, our loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam manifests itself. Indeed, a believer can never ever fulfill the haqq and the right that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon us. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has associated us automatically by default, without us even deserving it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has associated us with this great Nabi, with the greatest of all creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But of course it is only just, and it is only fair, and it is only logical, that when a person has been brought into a certain realm, a realm of allegiance, a realm of belief, a realm of love, then the person has to reciprocate. In the world this friendship works, that if a person befriends someone, loves someone, has time for someone, then there has to be reciprocation. A person has to show that he is equally interested in the relationship, otherwise the relationship will not last very long. This relationship, my dear friends, this bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah has bestowed us with, to be a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be a believer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be associated with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an ordinary relationship. And in fact, it is a very critical relationship for our salvation. That ultimately everything that we do and our entire life, the sum total of it will be the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if a person comes on the day of Qiyamah and he stands in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that great event of shafa'at al-kubra that will take place that is mentioned in the hadith, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede not only on behalf of individuals, not only on behalf of his companions, not only on behalf of his ummah, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede on behalf of the entire humanity. That will be the paragon of the person's success when a person will be given the shafa'at and the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my dear friends, make us from among those individuals. And this should be the vision of our life. This should be the passion of our life. This should be the drive of our life. This should be the priority of our life. That how are we going to meet that station, and how are we going to fare there, and how are we going to cross that line? Because ultimately everything depends on that. So the fuqaha and the jurists, the muhaddithin and the commentators have made it very easy for us. And they have explained to us that, look, principally there are five duties. There are five obligations that a person should reciprocate this relationship with. And inshallah, if a person revolves his life around these five duties to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then it will become easy for this person to develop this relationship, to enhance this relationship, to fortify this relationship. Because we know nothing comes easy in this world. There has to be an effort behind everything. There has to be hard work behind everything. So if we want the closeness and the qurb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to attain this closeness, we want to enhance this bond, we want to freshen this bond, then there has to be a concerted effort. And the Fuqaha say that, look, these five aspects, if a person brings these, is serious about it, we have to be genuine and you have to be serious. It has to be a genuine effort. It, as I said, it cannot be just a person upholding a proclamation and singing the praises and expressing the poetry and doing these things on a surface, but inwardly everything else is the other way. So these five defining and principal obligations that a person has to Rasulullah ﷺ, we need to learn them and imbibe them. Firstly, number one, and most importantly, obviously, the duty and obligation that a person has to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is belief. A person, in order to be ardent and to be genuine and to be sincere and to be genuine towards someone, he has to have belief in the cause. He has to have belief in what that person says. And unfortunately today we find why belief is so important, because people profess love and they proclaim love and they implement love, they show love, they express love in different ways to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the core belief and the core requirement of belief and aqidat is incorrect. And a person can be how sincere and how genuine in a cause, but if his belief is incorrect, then all his efforts are by the way. All his efforts have no effect. This is the same with iman. A person can be how generous, he can be how kind, he can have the best character, he can have everything of the best in terms of goodness, but if he does not have belief in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then all his efforts are discarded. So the same with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this aqidat and this belief has to be correct. And therefore it is important for us to correct our belief. It is important for us to rectify our belief and to continuously refreshen the correct belief of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. And of course this we will learn from the books of belief, from our ulama ikram, etc. The second important aspect and obligation that we have to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having the correct belief, is to have ardent love. To have true muhabbat. To have this flame of ishq and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart. And my dear friends, this is something which is not an ordinary love. It is not a rudimentary love. It is not a default love that comes as the love of a father and a child, or the love of the husband and the wife. But this is the love of all loves. This is the love of all loves, that when a person truly loves Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we will find that all the other loves will become secondary in the person's life to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads a person onto the ultimate love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when a person has true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed he has true love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also. There are many, many servants and pious people of the past that have sacrificed their lives. They have sacrificed their eyes. They have sacrificed everything, my dear friends, at the court and the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we should strive for. That how this love can become true in our hearts. How can we become the real lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can appreciate and acknowledge that love that we have developed in our hearts. How serious is this love? There are so many verses of the Quran Kareem where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has laid down the grounds for this love. قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. Allah lists all those things which we deem to be priorities in our life. آبَاؤُكُمْ, your fathers. أَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, your children, your sons. وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ, your brothers. وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, your families, your relatives, those who you deem close to you. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, those investments, those monies that you have, which you are also important for your survival. وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, those houses that you live in and you are so pleased about, that you beautify, luxurious palatial homes. All of these things which we deem to be priorities in our life at times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If these things become a greater priority in your life, more beloved to you, they occupy a greater space in your heart than Allah and His Rasul, and striving for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, imbibing the mission and the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his heart, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ. They are dire consequences for that type of a person who has made those things which should not be a priority in his life a greater priority than Allah, the love of Allah and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. The definition is given that how much should you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How critical and important is his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts? لا يؤمن أحدكم. A person cannot be a correct believer, a true believer, a real believer, until I become more beloved to him. مُوَالِدِهِ, his parents, وَوَلَدِهِ, his children, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, and the entire humanity. Everyone aside, everything aside, the love of Rasulullah ﷺ takes priority in the life of a person. So my dear friends, this aspect of love and muhabbat, one is the proclamation, one is the expression, the ash'ar a person can sing, and the love that a person can express, alhamdulillah, it is important, it is necessary, and we should do it. However, there is a greater form of expression that a person has to now develop in his life, if a person wants to be a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something which is so critical. And this is the third point that the fuqaha have defined. Our obligation, our responsibility to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is emulation. When you love someone, you got to follow someone. When you love someone, you got to love those that he loves. When you follow someone, you got to follow those things that he held dear and he made ardent in his life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us a universal formula, my dear friends. Rahmatul lil alameen means universal formula. That any person comes onto this path, he comes onto this system, he comes onto this formula in his life, then that person is going to become a beholder of peace. He's going to become a bearer of guidance. He's going to become one who not only is going to have love in his heart, but he's going to become a giver of love. He's going to become a giver of peace, of forgiveness, of compassion, of all of those things that the world is thirsty for today. My dear friends, the world today, we know, is in a dire state of turmoil. Nobody needs to be told about what the condition of the world is. The condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is far more serious and dire. Entire humanity is in crisis. Everywhere there are cries. And some of the things that we hear of and we come to know, it is unthinkable, my dear friends. It gives a person a lump in the throat that can human beings suffer to such an extent. But we go back into our universal formula and as universal seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what do we find? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to Makkatul Mukarramah, the most corrupt society on the face of the earth, the most immoral society on the face of the earth, the most shameless society on the face of the earth, the society that committed the most fraud, cheating of every kind, immorality, shamelessness, vice, superstition, oppression, corruption, everything, my dear friends, was prevalent in Makkatul Mukarramah. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Makkatul Mukarramah, he was one individual. One individual, but he came with the formula of rahmat, of mercy, of compassion, of forgiveness, of affection, of guidance, of oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what was the result? Open the books of seerah, my dear friends. This is one weakness that we all have, including myself. We have not studied the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sufficiently. The global formula, the universal formula for peace and for everything, all the solutions that the world is looking for is in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of it have we learnt and studied, my dear friends? Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam revolutionized this entire society and made this society into a beacon of peace, guidance, and every other solution that the world was looking for. This became the society of Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwarah. So we have it in front of us, the emulation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can take many, many examples. We'll just take one simple example, a very practical example. We know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who was most cheerful. No one smiled more than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, there was a woman, there was a lot of antagonism in Makkatul Mukarramah when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his da'wat and he started his mission. And at that time, the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was through akhlaq, through character, through morals, through values. It was not a verbal da'wat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving. People just looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were attracted to deen. There was an old woman who wanted to take revenge for her idols. That this man has come to destroy the system of idol worship, I am going to destroy his system. She said, nobody has ever angered him today, nobody has seen him angry till today, I am going to make him angry. She collected all the dirt from her house for the entire day, and she waited the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to walk past. She went onto the top balcony of her house, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked past with his white clean clothes, she took a broom and she swept and she emptied all the trash onto Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know what was the result. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked past with a smile. She did this for several days and she tried to provoke Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she thought she was winning because she thought that he was now afraid of her. He was fearful and he was not reacting. He was not being reactionary like how we are reactionary in situations in our life. Eventually one day what happened? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked past and there was nobody throwing dirt on him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized there was something not right. He goes up to the house of this woman. He knocks on the door. She's ill, she's sick, she's feeble. She asks, who is at the door? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies, Muhammad bin Abdullah. It is Muhammad. She becomes afraid that he has come to take revenge. I'm an old woman, I'm weak, something is going to happen to me. But the compassion in the voice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allows her to open the door. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walks in. She sees his beautiful face. She sees the smile of his face. She realizes he's not come for revenge, he's come with peace. And my dear friends, the rest is history. She then asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for water. She was thirsty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presents her with water. This is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. This one lesson from the seerah. How many lessons we can take out of it? My dear friends, today we need to become beacons of peace. We need to learn the akhlaq of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to emulate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the manner that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desired us to emulate him. Then we will find that the solutions of the world, the crises that we find ourselves in, will be overcome very, very easily. There are many incidents that come to mind, but we do not have the luxury of time. The fourth aspect that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged us, and it's a responsibility, it's a duty that we have, that we need to reinforce our expression all the time. And that is by sending durood upon Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This durood and this salawat and salam is the expression of love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person who will be closest to me will be the one who recited the most durood upon me. If a person really wants to develop consciousness in his mind for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how are we going to develop that consciousness of our priorities? Then that is through durood. When a person is going to recite durood and remember Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam constantly, then in that way he's going to remember the seerah and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he's going to bring the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into his life. And lastly, and importantly, the fifth obligation that each person has to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to impart the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That when a person has developed himself and learnt and believed and become a beholder of love, forgiveness, compassion and everything else that the sunnah teaches us, now that has to be imparted to humanity. And humanity is waiting, my dear friends. People are thirsty out there for the solutions of life. People are thirsty out there for peace. People are thirsty out there for forgiveness. Today there is nobody to give forgiveness. We need to start from our homes. We need to start developing and imparting forgiveness in our homes. Our Muslim homes today have become homes of non-forgiveness. Our homes today have become homes of impatience, intolerance. Our society has become a society of intolerance, impatience, anger, conflict, and strife of every kind. We know the problems and the difficulties our society is facing. So where is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Where is that emulation? Where is the profession of love? Where is that expression? Let us bring it into our lives. Expand on durood. Expand on all those things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged us towards. Just to summarize, firstly, our belief has to be in place. Secondly, my dear friends, importantly, the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be developed and maintained throughout our life till our last breath. Thirdly, emulation of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is critical for this love and for our salvation. Fourthly, a person has to recite durood upon Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in abundance for him to develop consciousness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life. And fifthly, propagation, da'wat, and imparting the teachings, the propagation of the way of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a duty and a responsibility that every person has. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us true understanding. I will conclude on this one statement that has just come to my mind now. And this should be the formula of our life. And inshallah, this life of ours is a short life and it is a life that we need to develop and we need to make so that we will be successful in the life of the hereafter. A poet very, very beautifully has said in Urdu, Hardam Allah Allah kar, noor se apna seena bar. That a person needs to develop the consciousness, the love, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life all the time. In order for the body and the limbs to give expression to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there has to be a concerted consciousness, a deep consciousness in the heart. Hardam Allah Allah kar, noor se apna seena bar. The heart will come alive with the remembrance and consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When the heart is alive, the limbs will now move automatically into action. If the heart is dead, everything can be around outwardly in place, but the heart will remain dead. جیے تو اس کا ہو کر جی، مرے تو اس کا ہو کر مر. This life is a very short life. If we have to live this life, my dear friends, live this life upon the millat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the way of the sunnat, on the way of the Quran Kareem. And if we have to die, mare to uska ho kar mar, become Allah's, become Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and pass away, inshallah ta'ala, the eternal life will be a life of happiness and bliss. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.